A Brief Look at 1888. Chapter 16. The message was good news. In every aspect, the 1888 message was predominantly good news, and thus, the everlasting gospel, for these last days. Both messengers felt constrained to declare that it is easy to be saved and hard to be lost if one understands the pure truth of the gospel, unadulterated with the mixture of poisonous error. Discouragement and defeats are not normal Christian experience in its truest sense. They are always the result of a lack of faith. James Buchanan teaches that declension and backsliding, marred and defiled by remaining sin, obscured and enveloped in doubt by clouds and thick darkness, is the normal case of a believer. In complete contrast, Jones and Wagoner taught that faith is the victory, even in tribulation. God loves you actively and persistently. He will not let you be lost unless you insist on crucifying Christ afresh. The Holy Spirit is constantly striving against the evil impulses of our sinful nature, the flesh, so that the believer cannot do the evil things that his sinful nature prompts him to do. This is not quietism, nor is it passive manipulation which overrides the free will of the human agent. It is justification by faith, in which faith works by love and purifies the soul. The believer is crucified with Christ, so that his will is constantly surrendered to God through faith in the blood of Christ. The gospel becomes for him the power of God unto salvation. The believer is not to worry about his personal salvation, because the Lord will finish what he started. In fact, as the believer sees Christ just as he is, all insecurity rooted in egocentric concern is transcended by the larger concern he now feels for the honor and vindication of Christ in the great controversy. The church feels a concern for him similar to that of a bride for her husband, the bride of Christ. Jones and Wagoner did not forcefully enunciate this particular theme, but did break away from the egocentric radius to a larger concern for the honor and glory of Christ. Both messengers taught a beautiful view of the two covenants. The old covenant experience is inspired solely by self-centered concern and is our vain promise to do what is right. Theologians assume that God makes bargains with men in which both parties pledge mutual obligations, but God never makes bargains with men, for he knows they cannot keep their promises in human strength, which is nothing. Therefore, the new covenant is founded on the better promises of God himself. It is his promise to write the law in the heart of the believer. Our salvation, therefore, does not depend on our keeping our vain promises to God, which would be impossible, but upon our believing his promise to us in Christ. Several statements exist in which Ellen White says she was shown that Wagoner's view of the two covenants is correct. The Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary and Bible Dictionary both present the view of those who oppose the 1888 message, and the Sabbath school lessons as recently as the second quarter of 1986 likewise perpetuated the 1890s opposition.